He just played up at a place called Eddie's Attic in Atlanta, in Decatur, Georgia. I went to the show and noticed that they had sold 95 more tickets than they had seats. So that was a tight little room there, folks. So you're lucky today to get to see him here and then get to see him later on. Yeah, okay. Just want to let you know something, that in order to help promote the Florida Heritage and the Florida Folk Life Program, Florida Folk Festival, the state of Florida, the Florida public broadcasting stations have come in to do taping on several events. In other words, later on, you might see yourself on television. So please forgive if they kind of jump in front of you or jump over, because they spend a lot of time working with MTV, and that's how they do it. These guys are used to being, you know, we're going to get a cable rig and do a trapeze thing and haul them up in the air like spiders, but then the union thing came up and just didn't work out. Speaking of which, watch those bugs. The program that we're going to be taping today, you can look for it from your local public broadcasting station in the fall of 2005. Public broadcasting does a heck of a lot for letting the people in the state of Florida know about what's going on. I had the honor of playing the music for a soundtrack that ran on PBS that was for Archie Carr, who's one of the first naturalists. Man who saved the sea turtle. Got a park in his state named after him. It was a great job, because I was looking at the film. They show you the film. You don't get to watch the film. You get pieces of it, and you have meetings, and you have to write music to that. So I came out of the room with a sheet of paper that said, snakes, sturgeon, alligator going underwater. So when I wrote the music, that's what I wrote. You ever get a chance to see that? Archie Carr, a naturalist in Florida. And because of the big budgets that PBS has, it's just me and a guitar, or me and a banjo. I was fortunate enough, I think 3 years ago, Mr. Clemens' band was a little late showing up, so I got a chance to accompany him. And I'm going to tell you something. There's a difference between when you accompany a virtuoso musician and you listen to a virtuoso musician. Because when he starts playing and you start listening, then your brain starts going, did he modulate? You know, are we in the same key? you can't do that. So if you're ever faced with the task of accompanying Pastor Clemens, make sure you pay attention what your job is, because I had some challenging moments there. It was certainly one of the greatest honors I ever had. Bless you.
Test 1, 2, test 1,
2. Yeah, this cameraman will be prone to sneeze on occasion.
Test 1, 2,
check,
test
1, 2. Check, okay?
Test 1, 2.
Banjo, please.
Banjo.
That's right, folks. If you buy the Earl Scruggs 5-string banjo method, you too can be on the stage.
1, 2, check, check, check. 1, 2.
At the
check,
end of the Earl check. Scruggs book, on the check. Back page, any banjo player knows this that's had that book, is the phrase, if you don't pick it, it'll itch. That's true. I will warn you, if you take up the banjo, though, you're going to hear a lot of jokes. Being a banjo player, everybody's happy. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Vassar Clemens.
Wait a minute, let's start over again. I can't hear this thing.
You.
Thank you very much. It's good to be back down here in the heat. I should be used to it, but I left for a long time. But I keep coming back, and it's good to be back. And thank you for coming out and being with us. And thank these people on stage here for helping me out, because, as you know, we rehearse all the time. I'm in Nashville, they're in Jacksonville, so we get a lot of rehearsing done.
We're rehearsing now.
Hey, we're rehearsing now. Alan Dalton, friend of mine for a long time, on banjo.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
If I'm saying it right, Jane Royal.
Yes, sir.
Bless her heart. Thank you. Thank you, Jane. She says, come up to her and says, Vester, do I look all right? I said, yeah, you look exactly right. I mean, if I could dress like that, I would too.
I know.
Play with dirty feet, it don't matter what. And my brother Carol, we grew up trying to learn to play together. And both of us played guitars. And we had another brother we thought was going to play fiddle. Well, he was older than us, so he got into the women's situation. So he had to, his mind was on that more than playing. So he said, me, you one's got to learn to play a fiddle. I said, well, both of us should try. No, and he said, yeah, that's the way it went.
The way it was going to be, but it wound up one.
Yeah, but we was both going to try.
Right.
But he didn't try.
Right.
And I think I could play Mary Had a Little Lamb or something like, my mama told me if I'd be goody or something. He said, you're the fiddle player. So that's the way it's been from then on.
You're
but we're going to try one old one. I know you've heard somewhere. If I can make Carol remember the words. What key is that in?
E, what are we on?
Yeah. E. You want to start that off, Alan?
No.
You don't want to, okay.
No.
Tonight I'm sad, my heart is weary, wondering if I'm wrong or right. You dream about you though you left me, I wonder where you are tonight. The rain is cold and slowly falling upon my window pane tonight. And though is even colder, I wonder where you are tonight. Someone who knows the love we've shared. The rain is cold and slowly falling upon my window pane tonight. And though your love's even colder, I wonder where you are tonight. Thank you. slowly falling upon my window pane tonight. And though your love is even colder, I wonder where you are tonight. Yes, I wonder where you are tonight.
Don't hear a banjo tune. Let's let him turn him loose. He's standing over here like he don't know what's going on. So I'm gonna let him pick it.
You know what I'm gonna pick.
I know what he's gonna pick. I think he's heard Earl Scruggs somewhere. Carol to sing one now, if we can. It's a Tom T. Hall tune. Everybody can tell his tunes. They tell some good stories. And this is a watermelon rind or a vine?
Wine.
It's neither one of what I said. Man, I've been in the music business too long. I can't remember one from the other.
Hey. You going to start?
While sitting in Miami, pouring blended whiskey down, this old gray-haired gentleman is cleaning up the lounge. He sat down uninvited and opened up his mind about old dogs and children, watermelon wine. Old dogs care about you, at least that's what they say. God bless little children while they're still too young to hate. There's nothing in this world that's worth a swallow, tear it down. But old
dogs and children, watermelon wine.
Somebody asked about that a while ago anyway. Redwood Hill. On a rainy day to rise above the crowd and talk with Mother Nature for a while. She told me of her love for the children in her trust and of the great concern for the likes of you and me and us. Crying, oh, she was. She did speak these tender words. Fool that I am, I wouldn't change for any man. I tried to comfort her, but she would not be
still and how the rain did fall as I found my way back down the Redwood Hill.
Thank you very much. We got time for one more out here. This is a short time, but 9:30 tonight will be a long time, I think. And Blues for Dixie.
That's a good one.
Oh, man.
That's a good one.
All right. This is not an up-tempo thing. We usually leave something with up-tempo, but... We might do a quick something else. I don't know.
Yeah.
That old Mississippi, queen of the Delta land, you'll understand why I've got the blues for Dixie. Now if you've ever been down in Tennessee when those old cotton fields are white in the pale moonlight, then you've had the blues for Dixie. If you've seen the glamour of the Alabama moon shining in the sky, if you've got a baby down in Birmingham, maybe you'll know the reason why I'm gonna be blue till I'm on that old choo-choo hitting down south again. There goes that train that's leaving me blue for Dixie. Alabama, moon shining in the sky. If you've got a baby down in Birmingham, maybe you'll know the reason why. I'm gonna be blue till I'm on that old choo-choo, heading down south again. There goes that train that's leaving me blue. There goes that train that's leaving me blue for Dixie. Thank you.
Vassar Clements.
Good to see y'all tonight. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, Vassar Clements.
If you want to do an up-tempo, you want a little glass of water. Yeah. How about you, Carol?
Want one more?
Get that up tempo song.
Mm. All right. What do you want to play?
Need to be the Mockingbird.
All right. Oh boy.
Mockingbird.
Okay. Thank you.
Professor Clements. He'll be on the main stage tonight. Full performance.